Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special chus for Maria Sheikhu. And a special chus for Yochevet Fegevas Michal Yehudis Basio. And for Dina, for Chana Gittel Bas Nomi Eliza. For Tal Vigal Bas Sarah Danya. For Reb Yechiel Ben Shalamis. For Reb Ayin Sar Ben Moshe Mordechai. Moshe Ben Peshadina. Fraim Shlomo ben Chanadina, Blumadalia bas Chanadina, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, and this shir is based on the Torah of my Rabbi Konevod Reitzak Manzatzal, the story of the Hafikha stone. The Lord runs away with his family and they go into a cave and they get, Lord's daughters get him drunk. Batelet ha-bchira bein, and after they do what they do, the older daughter gives birth to a son, Vatikra Shema Moav. His name was Moav, who Avi Moav Ad Hayom. He's the father of Moav until this day. Vatsira Yalda Gam Hi Ben. The young one also gave birth to a son, Vatikra Shema Ben Ami. She called him Ben Ami, who Avi Bnei Amon Ad Hayom. He is the father of the sons of Amon until this very day. Rashi explains, Zo shelo haisat snua pirsima shemo aviyahu meaviyahu. The daughter who is less modest publicized that the child is from her father. And therefore she called him Moav, Meav. Wow, that's less modest. Avot Siira, the younger one, Karasa Balasha Nikia, called him Ben Ami from my nation, but not saying who. V'kiblaschar b'mei Moshe, and she received a schar in the time Moshe. Emar b'fnei Amon al tisko b'm klal. B'nei Amon were not allowed to start up with it all. Moav lozel shloi lachem. Moav were not allowed to wage war against them. Aval tzar and hitirlem. Were allowed to cause them tzar. So Amon got their reward that Amon were not allowed to even cause them tzar. Moav were allowed to, just not allowed to wage war. This is from a Gemara in Nozir. That was Rashi, but it's based on the Gemara in Nozir, and Daf Chof Gimel Amud Beis, Bava Kamed Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, Horios Daf Yud Amud Beis, Shein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekapeach Schar Kol Birya Vafilu Sicha Schar Sicha No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't in any way lessen the schar of any creation, even the schar of a good conversation, of good words. And you see this from the fact that the Bechira called him Moav and Me'avia, so we're allowed to cause them tsar, but not Amon, because she didn't allude to the fact that this child came from her father. So because of her modesty, we are not allowed, a few of Syria, not allowed to cause any tsar at all to the nation of Amon, Mashen King Moav. So Kadosh Baruch Hu even gives schar for a sichana. What's mashma the Gemara that the sichana is a schar shelo tizgarbam. That's the schar that we're not allowed to start up with Moav, but not that that's the reason that we are allowed to, that we're not allowed to start with Amon. But that's not the reason that we are allowed to start up with Moav. The Medrash Rabba says differently, that the Bechira, they should biz to Kvoida Via, who's Mevazer, father, so therefore, Melchoma Yatoise, you're not allowed to make war against Melchoma Fasik and Horoi Shalahim, but you're allowed to seal up their rivers, you're allowed to cause them tsar, so that's because of her lack of modesty. So that's the Siba Lesiz Karban. And so is Mavur in the Maharshan Bava Kama. So we see one source that calling Moav is not a Sibut Liz Garbam to start up with them. We see in another source, the Medrash Rabba, that it is. V'tzarech bir manyan zeh lezeh. Shemishum zaf pishen mulcham mikom mukom yesh izgurei behem. So you want to understand this inyan of not waging war against Moav, but yes, being mitzar Moav because of her lack of modesty. Why is that the schar of the sichana? That sichana means that the reward of the sichana is that we're now allowed to start up with Ammon at all, and the onesh of Moab is that we are to start up with them because of this lack of modesty. The Gemara says, "Vayter l'olam yakdim adam l'dvar mitzvah, shebischar laila achas shekodmisa v'chira l'tziira, zochta v'kodma arba deris b'Yisrael l'malchus." Person should always be makdim l'dvar mitzvah because the v'chira preceded the tziira by one night. So, in having relations with their father, zochta v'kodma arba deris l'malchus. She was four generations before in Malchus. Because Merus HaMoavia, that's Moav, came Oyved. Oyved had Yishai. Yishai had David. David had Shlomo. Shlomo married Nahama HaMoinis. So that's four generations before. In other words, Ammon only joined the Jewish people at the time of Shlomo. Whereas from Rus HaMoaviyah, it started with Oved. Oved is the first generation, then Yishai, then David, then Shlomo is the fourth generation. So we beat them by four generations, meaning we. The Moav beat Ammon by four generations because the Bechira was Makdim the Tzi'ira for this Dvar Mitzvah. Four generations. So this is a Dvar Haflev of Fellow, this Gemara. Mizrahi already points out that l'choira ha-ma'amorim soisrim ze'ezeh, that mi-maimer rishon, from the first maimer of Chazal, it looks like she did the wrong thing, Miss Moav, the older daughter who called her son Moav. She did the wrong thing. And there is a modest to call the child Moav. And from the second maimer, it seems like she did the right thing. She beat her sister by one night, so she joined her descendants joined the Jewish people four generations before. So which one is it? So the Pshuto, we can say that the Maisa l'shem was l'shem mitzvah, and she was makabel schar. But you're not allowed to be mefarsim it. So being mefarsim was the bad thing, but doing the actual Maisa was a good thing. Ein Rashi ben Nazir shukotev umedeloy ksiv bu mulchama. From the fact that it doesn't say mulchama Amon, Shmamin afilu tzara lo le'abid lo, v'lo o'od el afilu b'chir dekaritzei moya v'akasev pirsima dekhsiv v'tishka v'zaviyo v'tzir ksiv v'tishka v'imoy. So you see that Rashi was mitzara if inyan of tiskarbon v'pirsima kasev v'masha pirsima hi. In other words, Rashi says from the fact that it doesn't say melchama by Amon, so therefore you shouldn't even be mitzara then. And not only that, but even the Bechoira that called its son Me'av, the Kasuv was Mefarsim, the Chsiv Atishka Vesavia. The Pasuk was Mefarsim that she slept with her father. It says it explicitly, Vatishka Vesavia. And by the Tzi'ira, it doesn't say Vatishka Vesavia. What does it say by the Tzi'ira? It says Vatishkav Imo. So you see that the Pasuk itself followed the lead of the Bnos Lot. That the Bas Lot that was Mefarsim was from her father, the Pasuk was also Mefarsim. Yavia,
that she was shechev him avia, and when it comes to the mother of Amon, there it just says Imo. So she wasn't mefarsim by saying the name. The pasuk also wasn't mefarsim. So you see that Rashi put together the union of Tizgarbam, that it says don't start up with them. Don't make milchama against them. And Rashi connects that to what they called their child, and the pasuk publicizing it. So the problem is, the reason we're allowed to start up with Moav connects to the fact that she called her son Moav, and the fact that Amon didn't call her son, wasn't mefarsim. So therefore, al tiskar, we're not allowed to start up with them at all. Al tetsurim al tiskar, we don't start up with them at all. By Moav, it says al tetsuras Moav al tiskar milchama. It says you're not allowed to wage war against Moav, but tiskar bam, you're allowed to start up with them. But by Amon, it says val tiskar bam at all. Doesn't she say it? Just say val tiskar bam milchama. It says don't start up with them at all. And that is why. And Rashi puts the two together. Rashi connects that to calling the child Moav. So you see that the problem is publicizing it. So the Etzem Maisa maybe was okay. It's a mitzvah. And therefore she got reward, the mother of Moav. But being the Farsim, you shouldn't publicize what you did. Marsha asks from what Rashi writes on Pasuk Lamed Gimel, on the Pasuk Vatishka Besavia, and by the Tzir it says Vatishka Vimo. Tzir l'fishal Pascha Biznes Elachosa Limdita Chas Elachosa Lopirish Ginusav Vachira Shepascha Biznes Pirsim Akasav Bemefurash. So here Rashi says, Dvar Pele, that by the Bechira it says she slept with her father. By the Tzir it says she slept with him, not saying the father. The Tzir, the younger one, since she wasn't the first one to do this nus, rather her sister taught her. So the Pasuk was had mercy on her, and it didn't say anything, didn't say bad explicitly about her. It just says, Vatishka Vimo. But the Bechira, that she was the first one to do this nus, the Pasuk says, Mefurish, what, that she slept with her father. So Rashi, first of all, says her divrei atzmo. In Nazir, he says that the problem of the mother of Moav is that she was mefarsim her chait, she publicized her sin. And here he says that her avera was that she was the first one to do this nus. But Rashi in Chumash is also against the Gemara, because the Gemara says that she did a mitzvah. Nazir Chav Kim Alamed Aleph, Shneim L'Shem Mitzvah Niskavnu. So that's a strange Rashi. The Rashi should say that Aval Bechira Shepascha Biznus, so the Pasuk was Mefarsim, the Pasuk publicized her Avera. Mapitom wasn't an Avera, that was a Mitzvah. The Marsha has problems with this, the Mizrahi has problems with this, the Gurariya has problems with this. And we also have to understand the Etzem Inyan. What do you mean the younger one, the Pasuk didn't publicize? What does it mean it didn't publicize? It's Mefurish in the Pasuk, she slept with her father?
Why is there more of a piercing by the older sister than the younger sister? It's very clear if you read the psukim that they both slept with their father. So why is there more of a piercing by the bechira than by the tzira? We also have to understand the malbim's kasha. There's different lashonos in the psukim. By the bechira it says by the older girl it says vatishkav es. By the tzira it says vatishkav imoy. By the bechira it says vatava bechira vatishkav. By the tzira it says vatokam atzira vatishkav. So why these different lashonos? Ayin sham in the malbim. We also have to understand pasuk lamed beis. It says lachavna nashkes avinu yain v'nishkav imo nechiyame avinu zara. And that it says in pasuk lamed gimel vatashkena. So it's baskama shneim. Let's go drink, give our father to drink wine, and we'll sleep with him, and we'll have seed from him. And then in pasuk lamed gimel it says they gave him to drink. So there was baskama shneim. They both agreed to do it. So why then the same pasuk lamed aleph v'tomer b'chila utzira hein shachafti as avinu emesh nashkenu yain gama laila ubo yishich v'imo menechem avinu zara. It's mashma that hutzuchel abakasha miyuchedes upitui leze. In other words, in pasuk lamed gimel it sounds like they were both agreeable to this, and then in pasuk lamed aleph the bechira has to convince the tzira to do it. They already spoke about it the previous night, before the Bechora. It says, L'chavin ashkes avinu yayin, let's give him to drink. And then they both did. They both agreed. So ayin lamed dalid, does the Bechira now have to convince the Tzira? She was already convinced in Pasuk Lamed Gimel. So ayin lamed dalid, does again the Bechira have to tell the Tzira, no, let's give him wine. Why does she need a special bakasha when she'd already agreed previously? And they both gave him the drink the first time, so why does the tzira need to be convinced the second time? So we have a whole slew of questions on this. What appears as follows, says Marena Rabbeinu Zatzal, that omnam, indeed, they did a mitzvah, like the Gemara says, and therefore, Miss Moav was zeicha to the schar, that because she was the first one, and like the Gemara says, they both had a kavanah l'shem mitzvah. And what we see in Rashi, pasuk lamed gimel yain is damen lehem b'ma ora lotzim im shtei umos. So they mamish had siyua min hashemayim. They had a nes min hashemayim. Ayim b'zev b'mizrachi. That they wine. They found wine in the cave. However, it's definitely a davar shel kolayin. It's definitely something. It's a disgrace. Yes, they had a. They were zeichet a schar and it was a shame mitzvah, but it was also a disgrace to sleep with your father. So, if the whole ma'isa was just lechayu zera, the binyan olam, they were afraid that nobody was left, and they wanted to keep the world going. So, do it kamisha kafo shade. Do it like you're forced by a shade. Don't do it willingly. Don't do it l'shem znus. So the Bechira did it l'shem biyav ha'noa znus. The Tzi'ira, even after the Heter, only did it l'shem mitzvah. Not the shame hana. And that's the difference. That's what it says in the Gemara about Yael. That she wasn't Nana from the Aveira. So if it's mutter, you're allowed to do it. Just don't be Nana. When we're dealing with a Dvar Aveira, you can't be Nana. So she was a nene. Once you're doing an avera, you can't be nene. And that's the difference between the bechira and the tzira, that the bechira was nenes, and the tzira wasn't, didn't get pleasure. And that's the difference between es and im. Imo, she was with him, that's just for zera. But oso is mashma when it says the younger daughter was imo. She was just with him to get the seed. But also is mashma that it was also done mitzida, that she did it for her own toelis. That's the difference in the Lashon HaPasuk. Batishkav es avia, as opposed to batishkav imo. Batishkav es is that it was also done for her own pleasure, and not just with him to get the zera. But the shkav oto in the tzlil of the pasuk is that she also had a stake in this. She also wanted to get the pleasure out of this. But the shkav imo is just to get the seed from him. We were just together with him for Zerah. Aval also is a mashma pula mitzida, that she was mishtameshet bo l'toelet shela. Biyoter yesh lomar. שאם הוא רק לזרע, אין זה עניין לה יותר ממה שהוא עניין של לוט. כמשמעות לשון אמו, שהוא שיתוף. If it's just for a seed, so it doesn't have more to do with her, than it does to have to do with Lot. So it's equal, it's אמו. They're equal partners. Also, it's משמעות her עניין. Yimo is that they're equal partners. Vatishkav oso is mashma that she was shochev him. So it's her inyan. And that's a bia lahana. And Lot didn't have any hana. Lot didn't know bishechva v'kuma. He didn't know what was going on b'chal. He was drunk. So the seed was an inyan shebashitov. That was equal. The union of Hana, the law wasn't involved at all. And not only the Bechira had, not the Tzira. Atishkav Esavia. So that's the difference between the S and the Imo. So according to this, it would appear that she called his name Moab without Busha, Mashen came the Tzira, is not just an union of Tznius and lack of Tznius and publicizing this. But rather, it's an outcome of their kavan and the bia, that the bechira was acted after her head there, after it was permitted for her, because she needed to keep the world alive. So that it was going to be like a bia kochol bios. So she felt there's no busha. Just like there's no busha when you call the son after the father. She didn't have any busha. She thought she's totally okay. This is like any normal bia. But the tzira understood that there's something, even after the heter, there's this dvar kolon. This is something shameful. And this is just a means to be mekayim zera. And there we can say that imo is kemoso, just like mitzido is just an inyan of zera, so to mitzida. And because of this, she didn't call him me'av. It was a dvar shel kolayim. It isn't kishar bias. And that's how she slept with him. So the names they gave reflect their attitude in having relations with their father. The attitude of the older daughter was that it was like any other bia. Once it's already permitted, so then it's like any other bia. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. So once there's nothing to be embarrassed about, she can call a me'av. She's not doing anything wrong. Once you have a heter, you have a heter, and she can do it for Hana also. Hashem came to see her, she realized that even after the heter, it's still not so gishmak, so therefore she didn't She didn't name him Ahav. She was more modest about it, just like she was more modest in the Bia. She did it to the reservations. The Medrash Rabbah, there's a machlokes if the impregnation of Moab was l'shem znus or l'shem shemayim. So based on what we said, b'vadai, primarily it was l'shem shemayim. But the difference, the discussion is, if afterwards it was hutra v'nas and gamim machshev znus obia, it was only l'shem shemayim. And that's all with the Bechira, like we see in the Medrash Rabbah. But by the tzira, the kuliyam was only l'shem shemayim, like we see by Yael, there was only l'shem shemayim, there was no hanah. And that's why the Bechira, it says v'tava. In other words, both in Pashat, B'li Kuvim, nothing stopping it. Because for it was like any other Bia. Once it's already Mutter, it's Mutter, go for it. But by the Tzira, it says Vatakam. She had to be Misgaber and get up. It doesn't just say Vatavo. We ask what the difference in Lashonis is, why by the... By the Bechira, it says a lashon of Vatavua Bechira Vatishkav. And by the Tzira, it says Vatokam Atzira Vatishkav. So the difference is that for Vatavo, it's like any other Bia. She went, she slept with her father. Vatokam Atzira, she had to be Mizgaber, she had to get up and overcome her hesitations, her reservations. So the Bechira was done with a lot more reservations. And therefore, it says lashon of Vatokam. Also, you could say Vatakom Miloshen Hakamas Olam. She did it for an ideal to bring up the world. Tzadkiyam Olam, not Mitzad Bia. She realized it was a mice of Kolon. It was a disgraceful act, so she shouldn't do it with such zest. Like the famous story of the Chafetz Chaim. They asked him if the soldiers can eat the meat in the army. There's nothing else to eat. So he says, "Yeah, but don't suck the bones." And that's what it says in Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Atomer Bechira Latzira Avinu Zaken. V'yishain Baretz Lavo Eleinu Kederach Kol Haaretz. You have to understand. Since they thought, they said the Bechira says Latzira, our father's old. And there's nobody else to have beer with us. Since they thought that the world is going to be destroyed. V'yishain Baretz. So what does it matter that their father is old? If their father's not old, they also have to do it. Ayin Rashi Va'al Shech Ve'od. Based on what we said, we can explain as follows, that the Bechira knew that the Tzira isn't excited about this. And therefore she emphasized that he's a Zalkain. And this isn't a Bia of Hana, it's just the Kiyu Mazera, and therefore the Tzira is going to be Maskim. It's no Indian of Hana, he's an old man. Because it says Nishkeva Imo, Velo Oso, like it says by the Bechira. Because when she's speaking to the Tzira, who didn't want it, she said, yeah, it's only Imo. Like with him. In other words, just for the Kiyum Hazera. That's not what the Bechira did. Because when the Bechira slept with him, it says, Vatishkav Oso. So when she was talking about it with the Tzira, she said, Imo, just for seed together with him. Vatishkav Oso implies more of a initiative of the girl. And that it was for her Hana also. So even though he was a Zakein, she slept with him together to Oso. And once the Tzira sees this, she didn't want it. Because her whole Askama was together Imo. And that's why it has to say in Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Hein Shechafti Oso. That it was L'tzorech Atzma. And that's the Lashon of Hein. Hein omnam. Indeed, that's the way I did it, but that's not machai of you. And by you, nashkenu yain gam alaylo boi shichvi imo. In other words, not oso. Yeah, you're right, I slept oso. But you don't have to do the oso thing. You can just do the imo thing. So therefore, she needed another pitui. When the tzira saw that the bechira had slept with him, with their father with his zest, so she said no, she wasn't interested anymore. So now I'm staying away from this.
So then by the Machwas of Tom Rukhilati and Shachafti Yamishasafi. Yeah, it's true. I did last night Shachafti Yamishasafi. I did the also thing. But Tishkab Esavi. But for you, Ashkenu Yain Gama Lailu Voy Shikhvima, for you it's a Shikhvima, like I told you originally, Vinishka Vayima. It's gonna be Imo, it's gonna be just together with him, just for the sake of seed, but not Oso. It's for my pleasure, or for your pleasure. Yeah, I did it for my pleasure, but you don't have to do it like that. You could just do it Imo, together with him, and then you know Shituf, not Oso, that it's I will sleep with him, meaning that it's for my, again, in English it's hard to translate because it's not an exact translation. Everything loses something in translation. But the tzlil, the sound of the Lashon HaKodesh, is the emo, is just together with him, just for the same purposes. And Loda wasn't for pleasure, he was completely out of it. So it's just for the Zera, just the tachlis of having Zera. And in that you're equal. It's no hana by you. Mashen Kane also is Mashem Inyan Shela, that she is going to sleep also for her pleasure. So that Tzir Bechira says to Tzir, listen, I did it for my reasons, but you can just do it for Imal. And then the Tzir was Maskim, and then she slept with him. So now we understand very well that the bechira that wasn't embarrassed, the pasuk was mefarsim. The tzira not like that. Mitzacheni Rashi says pascha biznus, that the tzira, that the bechira was the first one to have znus, a bad thing. And mitzachlishi we see in the Gemara is l'shem shemayim. So which one is it? Is it bad? Is it good? Based on what we said, hapirsum b'shem v'nidan abusha v'yabusha shebazeh machmas ofi abiru. Shakol echod kanal. That the union of the pirsum and the issue of whether she's embarrassed or not is because of the nature of the bia. And that's a Rashi says pascha biznus. In other words, she wasn't embarrassed, the bechira, because she thought it was okay. So the pasuk was mefarsim. Oh, you weren't embarrassed, so we're going to be mefarsim what you did. That you did something wrong. And she was poseach biznus. And it wasn't done kilu kefar sheit. She wanted it. It wasn't bal karcha. It was l'shem znus, like we see in the Medrash Rabbah. And because of this, it says es avia, b'kavano b'das es avia, even though it's avia. Pirsim ha'kosuv. It showed that she wanted it. But the Tzira, she had a busha, and she did lahachi of zera, and she wasn't interested in the bia, just in the totzah of the zera, just being able to have children so that the world will continue. And therefore, when talking about the bia, it doesn't say that she slept with her father. It doesn't mention her father. Whereas by the bechira, it mentions her father. Because they were mefarsim her, because she was with her father, Vatishka Vesavia. She was with her father, and she didn't have reservations about it. She didn't have hesitations. Whereas by the Tzira, it just says Vatishka Vimo. It doesn't say the father, because she had reservations. So the pasuk hid it. The pasuk was more discreet about it. Of course, we know that she slept with her father, but the pasuk is more discreet to show that she wasn't thrilled about it. And the Gemara is right; she was l'shem shemayim. Yeah, they were l'shem shemayim. And since they were l'shem shemayim, there was also an inyan of l'shem shemayim. She got more schar than Moav, the mother of Moav, four doros before she came to Klal Yisrael. But she also had an inyan of znus there. So for that, the pasuk was mefarsim, and she was mefarsim. So kol mistader biyachad. She did it l'shem shetz both. She did it l'shem shemaim. She gets schar, and there's also an onus here.
a bizayon for the mother of Moab, because she didn't do it with any reservations. Now we understand the meaning of starting up with them, of his garus. So Moab, we're allowed to start up with, because we're allowed to dislike them, because the machshava of this bia was laavera also, but not at kedei kach to make milchama, because sof it was a mitzvah. And Ammon, we're not even allowed to dislike. There's no hisgaris at all, because not only was the maisa a mitzvah, but even the kavana. Kavana was, it was done with the reservations. And also you have a person's existence and what caused the person's existence. So the existence of Moab is kosher, because they were afraid that nobody was left in the world and they wanted to keep the world alive. So their existence was is kosher, but what caused the existence was the machshavas nus. What's around their havaya, not their etzem havaya. What's misaviv la havaya. And therefore you're allowed to have sinna for svivav. You're allowed to be pogeo. Klal Yisrael is allowed to harm the Naharus and Eitzim. It's misvivam, like it says in the Medrash Rabbah, but not Moav themselves. When she came to the Seira, gam havayasa, and also what was misaviv havayasa, also the machshavas, what was around their existence, were all kosher. And therefore don't even harm the surroundings. The Gemara says it's totally in the sichana, in the good conversation, because dibur, speech, is an outcome of a person's panemius. And if a person speaks nicely, they have good panemius, and that's Ammon. Hashem came Moav, that's, there's a pagam in the panemius. It was a sicha lo na, the Moav, and therefore the Gemara connects it to the sicha na. So that's the relationship to the sicha na. Hashem is in a kapech, a sicha na. Because you see that a sicha is a tatzah of the panemius. And Ammon has a better pnimius than Moav, and therefore, by Ammon, you're not even allowed to be tiskarbam. Whereas by Moav, you're allowed to be tiskarbam because Ammon has a better pnimius than Moav. And that's a mahalach in this parish. Obviously, there's a lot more to say. Goes without saying. So it's a shame. Hopefully, in future shiurim we'll discuss this more. But this was, I think, pretty much pile plus. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.